Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast, the number one, and I mean number one, industrial-related podcast in the universe. That's my story. That's what I'm sticking to. And we celebrate you, the manufacturing, the industrial, the professionals that get it done. You are bold. You are brave. You dare greatly. You're changing the world. You're changing lives like mine. And I appreciate you changing my life. That's why this platform, this Industrial Talk platform, is dedicated to you, because you're making my life better. And I really appreciate that. Anyway, again, you know, we're going to have another great interview, because we in manufacturing, we in industry have wonderful people to interview. See how the math works out? So let's get a cracking, because we have no time to waste. All right, we're going to be interviewing a gentleman by the name of Peter Brower. He's a big thinker. Yep, he is. He is the, are you president? The president of Lumitex?
Did I get that?
Got it, man. And so what is interesting about, once again, I'm going to be just passionate about. Once again, when I have these conversations with individuals, leaders like Mr. Peter Ratt over here, and we all talk about the necessity to collaborate, we talk about the necessity to innovate, we talk about the necessity to educate, do it with a sense of speed and purpose, and then finally, you know, move forward, make mistakes, get back up, you know, brush off your knees and do it again, because we depend on you, the manufacturers, we depend on you, all the pros out there that are helping us get through this interesting, challenging time. So every time I have these conversations with these professionals, collaboration always comes up. And I'm telling you right now, here in Northeast Ohio, talk about a spirit of collaboration. It is an exciting time. I enjoy it. All right, on to the interview. Peter, how you doing?
Good. Nice to be here, Scott.
I'm telling you, this has been an absolute wonderful trip. You know, we can't thank Team Neo enough that we're up here and we're talking to not just you, but man, an incredible group of professionals in manufacturing, passionate. And it's this passion that I see.
Well, I got to tell you, we love it when people from all over the country come to here to fly over country and discover what we've got, because most of the time they haven't heard about it before. And there's a lot here.
It's overwhelming.
But it's not mountains. It's not, you know, seashore. What it is people doing things and making things. And that's what we're good at.
And that is an absolute spot on analogy. I've never seen an area of the country that just does things.
I mean, you know, we don't have a lot better to do.
Oh, come on, man. Well, the food is good. I wish your Cleveland Browns were better, but
you know, we don't spend time there. We spend time, how can we make the world a better place? I raised my kids saying, what value have you added to the world today?
Yep.
And that's the ethic. It's the values in Northeast Ohio that make this a special place, plus the ability to do things and make things.
Yeah, and we could talk about that. We'll venture into that area. Now, for the listeners out there, Peter, give us a little background, a little 411 on who you are.
So let me talk about Lumitex. At Lumitex, we innovate with light. We put light in some pretty surprising places, and we do things with it a whole lot more than decorating. We wrap babies in light. We put paper-thin light behind keyboards and laptops. We light surgical cavities so surgeons can see what they're doing and minimize the incision. Patients like that. We've figured out solutions to problems like oral mucositis, which is a very debilitating condition caused by cancer treatment. We figure out how you'd be amazed what light can do. We are designed as photosynthesis creatures. And we are only beginning in this world to understand all the things that light can do to govern and control our circadian rhythms, that diurnal pattern, and day, to treat medical conditions, to heal, to disinfect. Light has amazing powers in different wavelengths applied in precise ways, and that's what we're doing. We're on the cutting edge of that.
And See, this is interesting. And listeners, I've had the opportunity to visit the lab, the showroom of these lights, and they're not your typical lights. And what's fascinating about it is I take it for granted. Some of the technology that you were sharing with us, we just take for granted. Mm-hmm. But we forget the level of technology, the level of work, design, the effort that goes into creating that very special light.
So what's special about Lumentex is, first of all, we understand lighting technology and how to apply it and how to take out the heat and bring in a very thin, flexible format to a blanket that can wrap a baby in light to treat jaundice. We also understand how to work with larger companies. Being a small company, we understand how to be agile. And a large company like GE needs our innovation. They are a gateway to market. We understand the rigor of engineering that they need. And we can serve up the data and the testing that they need. And that's what makes a good partnership between a large company and a small company.
Again, but it doesn't just stop there. You have that partnership with large companies, small companies, you and others. But you also have the ability within this area to collaborate with other providers of solutions that help you succeed too, so, and vice versa.
Absolutely. So typically, you know, we do optics and electronics and mechanics all day long, but occasionally we need to reach out for a special skill. And that's where there's this network in Northeast Ohio led by organizations like Team Neo and Magnet that connect manufacturers with resources and the educational institutions and the skill level that exists in Northeast Ohio. So when we need a special skill or a special technology, we reach out. And that makes us much more efficient.
And very nimble and agile. And there's a speed associated with that. So you come up with an idea. And you have that idea and you're saying, it looks like this. But I don't have the capabilities within my shop. I do this, but I need to look at finding somebody that does this.
I go to the Cleveland Institute of Art and
how
do I design this in a way that really looks cool? And we've done that and brought a product to GE as they say, wow, okay, you've done it.
Yeah.
We're ready.
See, you got to appreciate that. I mean, I do. And we're going to segue real quick into the COVID world, but in this COVID world, me as a business, let's say, I'm dealing with, well, this five alarm fire, you know, and my business has been hit by the two-figure death punch of COVID, and I'm trying to just right now survive. So I'm looking for companies to just say, here, give it to me and I'll take care of it, and deliver something that's high quality, on time, on budget, whatever it might be, and be able to do that efficiently. That's what I get here.
So, and that goes to a turn that we've made recently in our strategy. You know, we developed technology. We developed five different lighting technologies that we brought to our customers. And then we started seeing these other technologies develop elsewhere. And we said, you know what? Maybe there's a different role. Let's go to our customers and say, hey, we don't have the answer. You don't have the answer. Let us help you find the right answer. We call it technology agnostic. So we'll go out and explore the lighting landscape and find the right technology to bring to you and help you engineer it in. And then if we can produce it, great. If we don't, that's okay. But that expands our knowledge base.
Oh, yeah.
And it makes us much more powerful in solving problems because these companies need help in figuring out how to light very particular applications, like in the medical world, which is where we're primarily headed.
So with that said, with the incredible technology and the solutions that you are providing today, you and your team, right, are providing today, are you just barely scratching the surface or are you just sort of tapping it out?
There is so much to be learned and done. How do you get light through a skull? That's a problem that a customer brought to us.
Just FYI, I've never put that in a sentence or ever thought about that.
So there you go.
Yeah.
And you know what? We can do it.
Yeah.
We figured it out. And how do you light inside the body without opening the body in any way? We're figuring out how to do that. How do you light, oral mucositis, this condition that's caused by cancer treatment, okay? If you're, if you got radiation from the chest up, it's a deterioration of the lining of the mouth. You know what? That is debilitating. It can, it in itself can starve people because they can't eat or drink while they've got oral mucositis. We've just spun off a company with a lit mouthpiece that prevents and treats oral mucositis with a special wavelength of light. This company is called Muriva. It's in clinical trials right now in 5 different hospitals, and it's a solution that NIH is very excited about, and a number of investors are very excited about.
I would imagine, and it's a fairly common, unfortunately, it's a, it, if I'm receiving treatment chest up, it's a,
you
it's
know
a unfortunate.
About, you know about oral mucositis and how it prevents you from, in its later stages, prevents you from eating and drinking.
But the other thing that I was fascinated by, outside of the solutions of using light in application, is that you've got it down to such non-invasive solutions where, you know, back in the, let's say I'm doing a knee operations, right? They used to crack it open and you're just pretty much the rest of your life. You're, but now it's so non-invasive and so powerful to be able to use that stuff.
We call it user-friendly.
Hey,
and that's in two senses. It's user-friendly for the user or the patient, but it's also user-friendly for the doctor. So we're working with a number of spinal companies, Zimmer, Biomet Stryker, all kinds of Globus, all kinds of spinal companies, and they want to minimize the incision. So they want a very low profile light that goes into their, that integrates into their retractor systems and lights up the field very brilliantly for the doctor and minimizes the cut for the patient. And that's what we do. We work with them to best fit their applications.
Do you get a situation where a clinic, maybe a doctor, I don't know, I mean, but a doctor comes to you, we'll just use that as an example, correct me if I'm wrong, and say, it's too invasive. And I'm looking, I think we can probably do a better job if we had something that is smaller, little. Can you help us with that sort of idea?
So we have a team of engineers that go to work. Less often it's with the doctors, more often it's with the companies that are actually distributing into the marketplace.
Yeah.
And our engineers are working with their engineers to dial it in and find the right solution. We have it down to a system now.
Yeah, and I it must feel good when somebody says, that's it. That's it. And then you can probably, at least right there, you can then begin to improve on that solution.
Scott, I was just enjoying a piece of cake for a 25-year employee who just retired today. And she is the head of what we call the bubble. It's our clean room that makes these lights for surgery. And when it started, people were sort of, wait a minute, what are we doing here? She made it a mission. Everybody in that clean room is devoted to making surgery better for the patient and the doctor. There's this sense of mission about this. And that's, coming back to Northeast Ohio, that's what you get here is people who care.
Oh, that is a fact, big time. Now, let's talk a little bit about talent. Let's talk about talent acquisition. Let's talk about why or how does your company attract that talent? Because this is sophisticated stuff. This is not something that I can run to Home Depot and pick up. This is something else.
This is a favorite puzzle that every boomer CEO thinks about constantly. How do you attract, care, and feed the millennial?
Yeah.
Because that's the future of your company.
It's early.
And one of the greatest successes we've had, and we have this wonderful HRVP who has made this happen in the last few years, is to actually create this layer of millennials in the company that are going to be the leaders in 5 to 10
years.
Yes,
yes.
Now, how do you do that? We were just talking yesterday, all the VPs and myself, we're talking about what we call a management development program. And it's for what we call the HYPOs, the high potential. And it involves three things primarily. One is finding out about yourself. Tools like MBTI the DISC system and so forth.
Yeah.
You know, understanding yourself and interpersonal dynamics and communication, which millennials need to learn about. It's about developing skills, particular skills for their job, but also organizational skills, planning skills, and so forth. And finally, it's about career pathing and making sure that every millennial has a sense of where they're headed, because the key to this puzzle is the care and feeding of the millennial is a sense of mission, a sense of belonging, and a future.
Yeah.
And so the mentoring you do and the career pathing you do to help them see, hey, I can grow here at Lumitex. I don't have to go to a big company to grow. I can stay right here and I'll be fed, cared for, recognized, and I'll grow.
Here in the Northeast Ohio, there's a lot of educated young people just around. And I mean, I would imagine that being able, if I was a company and I'm looking for a very talented workforce, understand, I need to infuse my business with young talent. And one of the other feedbacks that I receive from people who bring in that young viewpoint is that they innovate. They never say, I don't know if that can't work. They figure it out. Yeah. And in this area, the young workforce in this area is I don't know, it's exciting.
We've got some great engineers, for example.
Yes.
And you know, some of them are focused on quality, some of them are focused on product engineers, some of them are focused on process. We got one, for instance, who came from GM Lordstown, and he is terrific, and he likes a smaller company.
Yeah.
And by the way, these days, the smaller companies tend to be a little more stable than the large companies.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, especially if they've got a vision for where they're going as a company, and they're building a future. We have a handful of people who have been here between 25 and 30 years, and I brag on that. That's
you should, because that 25, 30-year trend is shrinking dramatically and fast. Now, with that said, if you're pulling in some young, you know, talent, there is a likelihood of there's a possibility of movement. But because of this, but because of where you're at, you can backfill. You can bring in those. I mean, this is a beautiful place to be able to do that.
We saw it 5 years ago because we saw this cliff of retirements coming. And
we said,
you know what? We need to grow people.
Yes.
So we went out and found the best people we could. And, you know, you look at our website and it's all about attracting those millennials.
One of the things and one of the components, and correct me if I'm wrong, the millennials, outside of the fact that I think they're wonderful to work with because they're just so innovative sometimes. They look at problems differently. I can be stuck in a trench looking at it one way and it's like, well, just step over the trench and go out over here and look at it. It's a, is there a... an interest in sort of a social component for business?
Oh, boy. It's part of the care and feeding. I mean, the millennials need the sense of belonging.
Yeah.
We all need a sense of belonging, but for some reason it's accentuated in the millennials. And so the social events, the mission, of course, is part of this.
Yep.
But the connections between people are so important. Now, COVID makes that a little hard.
It does. It does.
And we've had to innovate in that regard.
Do you have and I digress here real quick, do you have people still working from home?
We absolutely have people working from home.
Yeah.
I mean, this has been another puzzle that we've all been working on. And you know what? We find that most engineers, particularly product design engineers, can work very effectively from home. In fact, more effectively.
Yeah, wow, see?
Less distraction and more concentration. There are certain people who have to be here. Obviously, the assemblers.
Absolutely.
Floor, and everybody supporting the floor is here. But all of us in around the world, the moment COVID hit, we had to start innovating and sorting it out.
And that is right at the heart of, especially here in a lot of the manufacturers within Northeast Ohio, how quickly that many of them were able to adapt. Problem, boom, here, let's go, and we're back up in 1 week.
So let me tell you one thing we did.
It's amazing.
In early March, COVID hit. By mid-March, we had 107 signatures of CEOs and presidents on a petition to the governor and the president that said, you know what, We can be open and effective and safe if we operate according to these standards
wow.
and these practices.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
so we actually produced something that was a guideline that we use here at Lumitex and a lot of these companies use, and it's about how we protect our employees, how we communicate with our employees, and what we ask of our employees. And that sort of thing, because to me, it's not a negative sum game, it's a positive sum game. The way you take a problem like COVID and you make it a positive is you raise your standards of operation.
Yep.
You figure out, okay, here's how we all can operate better together. And that's what we did here.
It's been a really interesting observation, and for many companies, an interesting journey. I think it's a real wonderful reflection on leadership that you guys banded together, you collaborated.
Within days,
with a sense of speed.
Yep.
And you're willing to collaborate and say, hey, this is where we're going to go. Tell us why we can't. We will adjust accordingly, and we're going to, because we've got to keep the doors open. It's because it's not just about the business. It's about families. It's about people. It's
Absolutely.
About the community.
And we were told after yeah. the fact that this had an impact on the governor and is probably part of the reason that Ohio has managed to continue in operation and has a relatively low level of COVID.
Isn't that interesting?
Because of standards. Standards are the key. Standards and guidelines.
But, I mean, I don't want you to oversimplify it because, I mean, there is this collegial attitude that exists here that everybody is, I mean, you know the people. You know them. You know many of the manufacturers.
Scott, I have lived and worked on the East Coast, and I love the East Coast. Very competitive.
Oh, yeah, it's energy.
I've lived and studied on the West Coast, and I love the West Coast. But the Midwest is about people and good people and
it's
values.
Obvious.
And that's why I chose to raise my family here and build my business here.
Well, we're going to have to wrap it up here. As you can tell, the bumper music's coming in. Are you? I mean, I'm pretty inspired by you.
Well,
how can somebody get a hold of you?
Look on our website, lumitex.com, and whenever you want to come on back, and I'll explain to you about that cellular mechanism that makes light so powerful inside the body.
Oh, you're holding back.
I am holding
now
back.
I have to come back.
You didn't get into the R&D.
Oh. Boy, talk about a failure on my part. All right, you listeners out there, I'm going to have all the contact information for Mr. Peter Brower. That's Brower. And reach out to these guys. They're doing some incredible things with light. I'm telling you, I'm motivated. Thank you very much. We will be right back because we're going to be wrapping it up on the other side. So stay tuned. Thank you for joining. Talk to you soon.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
Again, thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast as we celebrate the heroes of manufacturing. Peter Brower is his name. As you can tell, he's passionate about your success, passionate about lighting, boy, big time, and technology and innovation and collaboration and everything that you need to do to be a success. Peter Brower. Lumitex is the company. Lumitex is the company. Reach out to him. You can see his stat card. Pretty impressive. But I'm going to have his email address. I'm going to have his website out on industrialtalk.com. And a big shout out to Team Neo for bringing the Industrial Talk podcast around to those wonderful manufacturers in Northeast Ohio. Man, spectacular conversations. I'm telling you, the future's bright up there. They got a great supply chain. They got great people. They got great manufacturers. They got that, you name it, they got it. And they are positioned for success. All right, you're going to say to yourself, how do I get involved with the Heroes of Manufacturing? You're going to go out to heroesofmanufacturing.com. You're going to want to get involved. You're going to want to nominate. And you're going to find people out there. And these are leaders that are changing your lives. They're dedicated to changing your life. And they are absolute wonderful people. Get to know them. Get on the Industrial Talk podcast. Nominate some people for Heroes of Manufacturing. All right, let's skedaddle and get out of here. As always, be bold, be brave, dare greatly, innovate, change the world. That's what you're doing. Thank you very much, and we will be back with another great interview.